Good afternoon. Late. Oh, hold on.
Turn up your speaker.
Yep, should be off now. Okay, good evening. It is October 21st. The time is 7:07. Call the meeting to order. Can we please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
liberty and justice for all. Okay, thank you. Will the clerk call the roll, please?
Mr. DiGiovanni?
Here.
Mr. Bartholomew?
Here.
Mr. Denise?
Here.
Mr. Kopchansky? Mr. Malerba? Mr. Malerba?
He's on there.
Mr. Mizowitz?
Here.
Mr. Sadlick?
Here.
Mr. Soika?
Here.
Okay, the record should reflect that you have seven, I think seven, Mr. Malerba there.
Only
yeah,
your
I'm here. I'm here.
Here you go.
Yeah, sorry.
Gotcha. Okay, no problem. Coach.
Okay, so you have seven regular members and one alternate member. So you have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Okay, number four, additions, deletions, corrections to the agenda. I have none. Can I have a motion to accept the agenda as presented?
So
Raymond, second. Oh,
second.
All in favor? Anyone opposed? Okay. Number five, communications. I have none. Anybody? Good. Okay. Number six, public portion. If there is anyone here, either on Zoom or in the audience, that would like to speak under 9A, once we open the public hearing, you could just hold your comments for then when we open it up. If you have any other comments or questions for anything else, you're more than welcome to speak now. Is there anyone, if you're on Zoom, you could just unmute your mic and state your name and address for the record. So we'll open the public portion. Is there anybody here from the public that wishes to speak?
Yeah, it's Tim Marin from 195 Sentinel Hill Road.
Go ahead, Tim.
I'm just checking in and trying to find out the progress on the parking lot at the old St. Jude's parking lot cornerstone and our property line that it butts up to it. And we're also concerned still about the lighting issue and the barriers.
Tim, I know that there was a correspondence sent out from Kevin White, and I just don't know as of today, as of this meeting, if we received any response. But I will send Kevin an email and see what the status was for you.
Okay, excellent.
Hold on.
Yeah.
We'll hear back.
This is my wife, Nancy. And she has a couple questions.
Yeah, I was just curious as to how long before we hear back. I mean, I know you don't know when they'll answer, but how long are you giving them to answer?
That's a good question. I didn't see the letter that was sent or the correspondence, but I will I'll send Kevin an email right after the meeting, and I will CC both of you on there. So when a response comes back from him onto the details of the letter that was sent, you'll get it as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anyone else from the public that wish to speak? Third and last time, anyone from the public that wish to speak?
Sure.
If you're on Zoom, you could just unmute your mic. Go ahead, Mr. Garfalo.
Mark Garfalo, town clerk. I just have a three things I would like to quickly address. One is I asked last meeting regarding what the reason was for the special meeting, and I still haven't received the response, so I kindly wait for that response. The second one is you have the subcommittee that's been meeting for months regarding the policies and procedures as it relates to how it's going to operate on the board. And I strongly urge the board to consider these proposals that have been worked on by the committee and to formally adopt them as policy and formal policies and procedures for the city and for the benefit of protecting all of the applicants and residents of the city. It's necessary, it's needed, and it's standard practice. So I encourage everybody on that. And so as that comes forward, I just encourage your bringing that matter to closure. And then on to the subdivision part of it. That's going to be subdivision regulations that is going to be worked on as the next phase. But the stuff that you have now certainly, hopefully, can be brought to closure in the next couple months. And the third matter is in some of the things that I've been reading in the media and other areas, and some of the discussions that have been had at this board level. I just want to remind the board that you are the Planning and Zoning Commission of the City of Derby to enforce the planning and zoning regulations of the city. You're not the Economic Development Commission, and there's a big difference because we need you to protect us in the area of the planning and zoning. So I appreciate your efforts on that, and wish you a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public wish to speak? Third and last time, if you're on Zoom, you could just unmute your mic. Anyone from the public wish to speak? If not, we'll call the public portion closed, and we'll move on to number 7. Approval of minutes for March 18th, April 15th, May 20th, June 17th, July 15th, August 5th, September 16th, and the special meeting on September the 30th. Since we don't have any of those minutes to the meetings, can I have a motion to table again? Albert?
Motion to table.
Second?
I'll second.
Paul, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Gino, can I make a comment?
Yes, sir.
We seem to be getting quite behind on these.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody that's actually responsible for?
That would be the clerk of the work. The town clerk is responsible for the minute meetings for the boards. Since Karen retired in March, we haven't received any. So I think we could, we'll have to ask again and see what the progress is, because hopefully this doesn't turn into an issue with a FOI or something along those lines. So, any other questions on that? If not, we'll move on to number 8, receipt of applications. 8A, Bassett Kaufman of Derby LLC, 552 New Haven Avenue site plan application for the demolition of the existing Starbucks building and constructing of a Chase Bank without a drive-through. Is anyone from the applicant here?
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. My name is Rod Slicky. I'm a site civil engineer representing the applicant tonight. In front of you for consideration is a site plan application to replace the existing Starbucks on the corner of Sodom Lane and New Haven Avenue with a new Chase Bank with a drive-through. As a part of this development, we're going to be connecting the two plazas together. As you know, today you can't get there if you park in the lower plaza. So we're going to increase connectivity, help some traffic patterns on New Haven Avenue by closing curb cuts on Sodom Lane and New Haven Avenue. We're going to install some trees in a very barren landscape that's there today. It's mostly pavement. So we're going to have some street front trees, landscaping, and hedgerows. And we'll be here next meeting to give a big formal presentation. But I'm here to answer any preliminary questions you guys may have.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Go ahead, Dave. I notice that you're seeking a joint parking agreement with the adjoining property owners.
That's right. The plaza has been acting as one since 1970s. So there's lease agreements between the two.
Properties are in different ownership.
Correct.
So according to the regulations, you would need signed affidavits.
Yeah, and that was submitted that the applicant has the right to make this application, and they're going to be working through for shared parking.
And the owner of the other property is the agreement on
that? That is correct. That's part of their lease agreement. I think it expires in 2035.
2027.
Yeah, 2027 with 5-year extensions.
I've got the site plan in front of me. There's members of the public here. Can you give a presentation about what's being done?
Yeah, sure.
Maybe go over to the site plan and say, here's the changes we're making. Here's where access is. Here's where landscaping is.
This is for Chase Bank. Yeah. This is just receiving.
Just receiving it today?
Yeah.
Chase Bank.
Okay.
That's for St. Vincent de Paul. All right, thank you very much. Do I have does anybody else have a question for him? David, you're good, right? Yeah. All right, can I get a motion to for 8A for receive application?
Accept the application.
Accept the application.
Make a motion to accept the application.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion carries. We'll move on to 9A. 9A, public hearing for St. Vincent de Paul of the Valley, 237 Roosevelt Drive, site plan application to expand the full food bank and the thrift shop.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, thank you for allowing us to present. My name is Michael Marcinek. I am a principal at AEPM International. We're an architectural firm located at 241 Main Street in Ansonia, Connecticut. We're here tonight to request the modification.
Hold on 1 second, Mike. Sure. Let me just back up 1 minute. I need a motion to open the public hearing. Go ahead.
So Raymond. Moved.
Okay. Raymond, second.
Order, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, David.
Is this a site plan application or a special exception? Because I understood that you were looking for...
That was the initial decision last month was to do a public hearing just in case we didn't meet the parking requirements.
But the call of the meeting question, it's called out as a site plan application.
Correct.
When are you looking for a special exception for parking?
Well, we have to get the site plan application for the expansion. Part of the issue is the parking requirements related to what this operation really is.
So that would be a separate application?
I don't think it should be a separate application. It should be one, but if we want to just do it as a public hearing for a site plan application and include the parking, that's fine.
The point of order is that the special permit for your parking requires a public hearing.
Correct.
The site plan does not. But there's two separate applications. The site plan can't be approved without that special permit if you're looking for a waiver of parking.
Okay. So
I think his question is, are you applying for a special permit for the parking as well as a site plan application?
We need both.
Okay.
So we need both.
Okay.
I mean, the problem is that the agenda lists this just as a site plan application.
This should be
without any reference to a special exception.
Public.
Well, if I recall from the last meeting here last month, it was put on as a public hearing for the site plan application. And then there was discussion relative to whether or not we actually had to have a public hearing due to the fact that we probably could get under the this exemption for parking.
You could get an exemption for parking, but only by special exception.
Okay.
That's my point. That if you want to go for exemption for parking, then your application needs to be a special exception.
Okay.
In addition to a site plan.
Okay, so that it has to be both. We can always come back for the special exemption.
Well, to Paul's point, we can't act on your site plan application without giving you a special exception for the parking, because that's what you're looking to do. You're looking to have a reduced parking.
Well, we could just take that out of the equation, because we have an agreement with Dewdrop to take some of their parking as overflow.
Mm-hmm. Joint parking arrangement?
We have a joint parking arrangement.
That does not mean so.
Okay.
Is that the route that you're going to go with?
We'll go that route. Shall I continue?
Oh, we have a motion on the floor.
It's not going to go for a special exception. It's going for a straight site plan.
Okay. So we don't need to open the public hearing then?
No, but if you don't want.
What's the pleasure?
It's the pleasure of the board.
Should we just
open the hearing? Hear from the applicant.
I think you might as well just open the public hearing. Okay.
Wait, is there a call? Was the legal notice posted?
Yes,
Mr. Chairman. Okay. Yeah, everything was posted. We got the receipts back. Yes, Raymond, go ahead. The
legal notice is in our thing. It doesn't specify either way. It just says the following application for reduction in parking. Doesn't say site plan nor special exception. So
okay. So do we have a motion on the floor to open the public hearing? All in favor? Anyone opposed? Okay.
Was there a second on the motion? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This legal notice was provided to me by.
I have Raymond seconded it. I don't know
who made the motion. I'm sorry, just to be clear for the record.
Albert, did you make it? Yeah. Okay. And so Raymond Albert, Raymond seconded it. All in favor of it passed, so we'll open it up.
Thank you.
Okay, so now the public hearing is open. Okay, go ahead, Mike.
Okay, so I'm here tonight to just present to you the expansion plans that St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Shop and Food Bank is proposing on the site. The current building is too small for their food bank operation. Primarily, the expansion will be used for the food bank operations. It's approximately 1,321 square feet of plate, four plate, two stories, total square footage added, 2,642 square feet, of which about 60% of the first floor will be for food bank, and the rest will be for receiving and sorting. The expansion is needed by the commit the whole group here, the nonprofit agency, due to the rising demand for the food bank services. And we're here tonight to ensure that we can go forward with the proposed addition, and look forward to hearing comments from the commission members of what we're trying to propose. Any questions? Yes.
Yeah, I have two. I think last time I commented about landscaping.
Yes.
Is there a landscaping plan, maybe?
We did not provide it yet, but we could provide that at any point as part of the permit application if you want, or you want it as part of the site plan application.
Well, it's going to become a legal document. So if you show plantings, then.
Yeah, there's not a lot of room for plantings. Right now, we do have some, you know, right here on the site here. We have a tree right here at the corner of the parking lot. This site is really tight.
Yeah, I know you had an island in the back. I don't know if you own that.
No, the island is right here, right on the property lines.
There you go.
It splits, and you have it on your plan. It's not shown, but it's right there. We could do some plantings to make it more attractive, but it's going to be limited because the island is just not that big.
I understand, but
And that's basically all the room that there is on the site. Anything else will probably interfere with operations. We do receive large trucks come in. They come in through this entrance here and they park here on load. So we got to be careful what kind of plantings there are.
I was going to, this, my second question was where would trucks be?
Well, right now the trucks, the food trucks come in right here. Okay. And people donate in the back here, currently right here. And they, these two small containers are where people, they store some of their stuff when they come in before they sort it. So the food trucks are most, the biggest area where we got to have clearance right here, so that during the, when this operation's finished, there's going to be a double set of doors right there where the truck stops, unloads, and then moves out.
And how often do you have trucks unloading during the day?
Remy.
Once a week, usually Mondays.
Okay.
Once a week.
Once a week.
How many employees?
Four employees.
How many volunteers?
At any point, there's a lot of volunteers. It's probably 10 to 12.
How many
a lot of, but there's probably four volunteers a day, maybe three, four.
Probably eight.
Total volunteers a day? Okay.
So you got 12 people on the total.
Total.
And with the expansion the same, or are you going to add more?
We don't need to. There's no plans to add more. No.
Are there any architectural drawings?
Yes. There's a whole set that was provided to you. So whether it was this month or last, I think it was last month, I had a whole set provided to you. And the set includes both the...
Do you have that over there on the...
Yeah, I mean, I can show it. I can walk through the site plan that you requested, the addition that you put on the A2 server. The interior of the building here, this is your expansion right here. This area here is your area where the food bank would be expanded to. Currently, it is in operation right here, food bank. So this is almost going to be 100% expansion of the food bank. The change is going to be, this no longer will be where people come in. This is going to be their area where they store all their food for time while before loaded into the shelves. And then they're going to have a passless system. Only one visitor per half hour, and it's by appointment only. So from a parking standpoint, food bank is not going to be a typical retail store where you're going to have numerous people coming in. It is by appointment only, and they walk through and get their food. The retail shop is a little bit different, and that's not part of the discussion, but the retail, there will be loading and unloading and sorting in the retail over on the other side of the expansion. The upstairs is going to be kept for storage up here. There will be a new elevator put in right here to allow for bringing things up and down and handicap accessibility to the office. This area is currently warehousing space that's going to be used for new offices for the nonprofit. And then downstairs will be used for other app purposes. I'll walk you through the building. So this is the current elevation of the, I was trying to get my bearings here. This is the side of the expansion of where the trees are on the one side. So this is the west, west side elevation. Okay. Let me get the back. We really want to see the back. So this is the back elevation right here. It's going to block most of the existing building. Okay. This entrance will be for the any visitors coming into the food bank here, this double door here. This door, double door is going to be for sorting, bringing stuff in from either the bins that are outside that are stored or using other things coming in. Block masonry, not going to be
you know, super fancy, but it's just going to be black masonry. We didn't put any windows up here because this is all storage. This is the drive side elevation. So if you're looking at the driveway area, this is the side entrance to the thrift store right here. And then this door here, this is the current configuration. We're going to put a double door there. This is where the trucks empty out their materials. And we're just going to put a new double door here. Two purposes. One, this wasn't big enough, the door. And two, this is going to be the main entrance during construction for the food bank. So people will be coming in here. They'll be getting deliveries here. And it's going to be just a very tight area. So we wanted to open that up. We did provide a new emergency egress out of the second story of this building from a fire safety standpoint. So that stairwell is in on that side of the building. And then the front of the building is really not going to change. It stays the same. So that's what we're proposing to do. It's going to be a very simple expansion, but a much needed expansion.
And there's no nighttime
operations? No, operations. Okay. For the most part, I've listed it in the attachment I gave you. The thrift shop is open from 9:30 to 2:30 Monday through Friday, Saturday 9:30 to 4. The food bank is 9:30 to 2:30 Monday through Friday by appointment only, and Saturday as needed. So there's not going to be any expansion of any store hours.
Any other questions from the commission? Joe?
Yeah. Do you need to relocate any ADA spaces to the rear now that the entrance to where people will be coming in is changing?
Yeah, that space here. We are going to have to make sure this entry point here, from a public standpoint, will have to be ADA accessible.
Yep.
This there's two problems here. One is this slopes down. Okay, so we've got to create the area to have a drainage, and we don't want to get water in the building, so we're going to be creating a little storm drainage system over here to prevent water, but that'll be ADA accessible in that spot.
Good, Joe. Anybody else? David?
There was a number of comments that our planner had on that. And I guess some of them were addressed, some of them weren't. This is his October 21st correspondence, thus I don't know if you had a chance to look.
I thought I addressed all of them, but okay.
Saying partially addressed, and he talks about the parking reduction because the storage areas actually need one parking space for every 1,000 square feet.
Correct.
And the schedule you have zero.
Well, correct, but because this is not a storage unit. This is storage for a building. So this is not
understood. It's storage in the building, and typically there's somebody who has to manage that storage area.
Well, it's the people that's currently be staffed. I can adjust the parking to say, okay, based on current staff as well as volunteers, we can restaff it and then put those parking spaces.
Your staff takes up more than 50% of the parking again, on this site.
Again, they will be parking in dewdrop parking, which is a part of that. I will do that.
Is that it, David?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Take your time.
So you'll
we'll draw just
parking table. Yep.
We'll draw it just out.
Well, yeah. And of course, show your accessible parking as well.
Mm-hmm. The accessible parking right now is in the front, but we can add another one in the back.
If you can, the one in the back is supposed to be van accessible. So you're going to show, I think, 25 parking spaces total.
Actually, probably a little bit more. It'll be 429 because okay. I didn't show, it's one per thousand.
One per thousand.
So it'll be four there. Four. Yeah, so it'll be 29.
I thought you were going to provide 21.
Well, we have 21 on site. Okay, so I will show the adjacent do drop in space that will be provided. And again, I think there was a comment about Dewdrop having a parking arrangement with Bad Sons. The hours of operation are totally different.
You're good?
Yeah, I know.
You're good, Albert? You're good?
Go ahead. Mr. Marcin, you have a copy of that parking agreement with...
Yeah, I provided it. I believe I provided the last when I submitted.
Yeah, it wasn't here last month.
But since submitted with the plan, I did provide that.
As long as that's included.
Yep.
So that's covered. Thank you.
All right. If there's no other questions from the commission, we'll open it up to the public. If there's anyone on Zoom that wishes to speak, part of the public hearing on 9A. You just unmute your mic. State your name and address for the record. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak here in the gallery? Let me see how many. Okay. I don't think there's anybody else.
I have one comment.
Mark, I follow town clerk. I only have one comment as it relates to this project. So whatever is approved, I just urge you to make sure that it's clear for the record that it is an approval for this specific use. In the future, if this property has to be addressed, that it needs to come back here because this is a very particular use and certainly a service to our community and the greater community. So I just want to make sure that that's part of the record. Thank you.
Okay, if there's no other questions from anyone in the public or the commission, I think we'll move to continue. We'll get the details and the questions that were asked here sorted out, and we'll come back next month and we'll move forward. Can I get a motion to continue? Paul, did you have something else?
No.
Good. Motion to continue the public hearing? Anybody?
David?
I'll make a motion.
David? Thank you. Okay.
Ask all the questions.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay, Raymond. All in favor? Anyone opposed? Okay, Mike, thank you very much, and we'll see you next month. And if there's any other comments or any questions, you could just reach out to Ryan, and we'll get it to the commission. Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay, we'll move on to10A, old business, St. Vincent's de Paul of the Valley, 237 Roosevelt Drive, site plan application to expand the food bank and thrift shop, discussion, possible action.
Motion to table.
Yep. Raymond, second. David, are you second it? Motion to table it till next month? Okay, David, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, go to 10B. Planning and Zoning Subcommittee Pre-Application Checklist, Discussion and Possible Action. Did Bill leave?
Yeah, Bill left.
Okay, Albert, are you...
Albert's up.
Albert, you got it?
So, a
couple of months back, we started working on a pre-application checklist And basically, the zoning enforcement officer made his list up, revised it a little. It went back to them. They asked for a small revision, and then this was the final form that they were happy with. So basically, me personally, I'm not too hot on it, but he has to deal with this list, and that's what he wants. You know, I'm willing to go with his suggestions.
Was there something else that you had added that got deleted, or
no? Not to the pre-application. There would be other applications were a different subject, and we're scratching that for now.
Okay,
because we have to hatch it out in the subcommittee and present to you our final version.
Right. I gotcha. So this site plan pre-application checklist is
right. Is approved by the planning and zoning
subcommittee
officer.
Yep.
And by us.
Okay.
So that was our suggestion to accept this as he has written it.
Okay. David, any questions?
Well, Miss, I think last month the commissioners here were emailed copies of these items, and we were looking for any comments from the members.
Yep.
Yeah. If there's any comments from the members on what you received last month, now's the time to discuss it.
So this is, Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Go ahead.
This is only, I guess it's Rick, Albert or David or Paul.
Right? There's three documents.
Right. This is only
the starting point. Pre-application, just so that refresh your memory. This is a sheet that a potential applicant would fill out with the assistance of the zoning enforcement officer to know, you know, where we're going with this.
Right. This wouldn't be a complete
application. It's not an application.
Just to get started.
It's a pre-application.
In the right direction.
Correct.
And you guys are all good with this, just the way it is? Everybody's on the same page?
Yeah.
Okay.
Albert, was there a change that you weren't aware of on that?
No, not on this, but yeah, like I said, this is what the zoning enforcement officer expects the applicant to come with before he even talks to him.
Right.
The information he's requesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this way
he starts talking about
right. This way he knows what the applicant's looking for, could point them into the right direction.
That's
what avenues they need to go or not go, and
is it a special exception?
Correct.
Site plan review.
Point them in the right direction.
You need a variance.
Okay. My question to you guys would be, if this is the final, pre-application checklist draft that we have, if there's no questions from the full board, is this something that we can get into, if it does get approved and passed, that we could get into working order right away? Or do you guys want to put this together with the whole application, the packet, and pass it all at once? Or is this something that we could give to Lisa once, if it is approved, and get her to start moving, or, I mean, using it?
With the authorization of Corporation Council, I think, you know, timelier it is, the better. I mean, we need something like this bad.
Okay.
Avoid something like we just saw tonight.
Yep.
With St. Vincent de Paul.
Yes, David, I don't see any reason why this particular pre-application checklist couldn't be adopted by the board immediately and used, and then as the other forms are finalized, well, implement the same.
My only question is, do we need to do a legal notice on this?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's a policy type.
It's a policy, and it's just a form. Again, I would caution, if when the applicant submits, if they submit all these things, then it may rise to the level of an application at that point. Then.
And we wouldn't need Board of Aldermen approval on this either.
No.
I suspect.
No, this is within the purview of this board.
Well,
okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Ray.
This is just for site plan. Nothing else.
Right.
Well, I mean, it could be, even because when he goes in there, it may not be decided yet what kind of a applications he even going to be applying for.
Right.
Well,
he may once they get through.
To delete
site plan. Yeah, the words. I mean, anybody walks through the door wanting anything, they should get one of these.
Exactly.
And, you know,
some you might up at the top.
Yeah, some of it might not apply and other, but he'll get directed by
that. We could just take site plan off of it, right? We could do City of Derby Planning and Zoning Commission pre-application checklist.
Everything needs a site plan application, right?
Well, sooner or later, a variance is not a site plan application. But our thoughts on that were those other zoning actions are really separate from this. Somebody needs a variance. That's a different application. It's a different board that they have to meet before. And it's a different conversation that they're going to have with the zoning enforcement officer. Same holds true for a subdivision, okay?
Mm.
You know, you wouldn't do this necessarily, questions on a subdivision, because that's a separate application that we haven't revised yet. That's one that we're going to tackle.
Yep.
This is for really site plan and special exception type of applications, like what we saw tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we can leave it the way it is then?
I think so.
There's some overlap with the special exception application, but that's fine. If it gets if the statement of use or, you know, requires a special exception, then
a special exception always requires a site plan. Site plan doesn't always require a special exception.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if someone just walks through the door and wants neither one of those, but has something crazy that we maybe aren't fathoming right
now. Well, what?
Well, I don't know.
Well, then they would have to ask the zoning enforcement officer, and he would be able to tell, you know.
But you don't think this would apply just to anything anybody came through the door for?
Well,
it might.
And then let the zoning enforcement officer make his determinations from there.
Would be pages and pages.
If
of all the
no, possible. It would just be this.
If it was a variance application, it would be more of a statement of hardship as opposed to statement of use.
Right.
But a lot of this same information would overlap, and the zoning enforcement officer would explain to them that you would need a variance and outline the process for that. So I don't see any need to change this. It's a good start, exactly. Okay. It's really just a roadmap for the applicant to point them in the right direction as to what they need, so they have it right in front of them.
Okay, if everybody's happy, I'll make a motion to implicate it right away.
And thank you.
Raymond, you see, okay.
We're implementing.
Implement it, right? What did I say? It's implicated. We're all implicated.
So
Okay, we got a motion by Raymond.
I'll second.
Second it, Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so the motion carries. And I'll get this over to Lisa. She could. Did you guys? I remember maybe last month, or maybe it was through a set of emails, but making Lisa the document admin, so she could make Bill, changes and all that.
Yeah, Bill suggested that, but I'm not sure if that's within her job description. She's only part time. Okay, she technically works for the building department. I mean, that's something that you'd have to discuss with her and the administration. I don't.
But it's a planning and zoning.
I mean, it's a planning zoning matter. It's an administrative thing for planning and zoning. Why?
No, I know that.
But who would it be then? Like, who would it be?
Kevin? The CEO?
I think you're going to, you're getting, you're trying to interpret the labor contracts as not.
I'm not interpreting the
law. But I mean,
I'm not.
The job description is to be the admin for the planning and zoning department. Who would it be though? Like, if it's not her, then who would it be?
There's nobody else that does our clerical.
No, I'm saying, who would it be?
There's a problem.
When you submit to her, who's going to submit it first?
And put your mic on.
Who's going to submit it?
Who's going to submit it first? And how are you going to legitimize what was submitted is actually what the document is. Like, we just had the problem now.
We have two different versions of these applications being submitted to the board.
That's this pre-application, correct me if I'm wrong, this is to be handled by the zoning enforcement officer, not by the administrative assistant in the office.
That doesn't happen. I'm there every Tuesday.
I know that, but we can't.
When you come in and say, I want to meet with Kevin or whatever, and I want to do an application, whatever it is.
You know, you're getting to the heart of the problem.
She goes, here, fill this up.
You're getting to the heart of the problem, and that's a staffing problem. But this is technical type of information that the zoning enforcement officer really needs to chime in on. I mean, when you start checking off what kind of documentation to support the application.
Oh, that part.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm talking about this. The one that we just did the motion for.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
But yeah, the stuff.
And also what was discussed in the subcommittee meeting was to say if there are updates to it and through this process that person would just update them, in Word. But I think to Bill's point and to your point, Mr. Chair, you want to have one person that has it, and it should be a staff person in City Hall, not somebody else that is a volunteer. That's what they're there to help you guys as volunteers.
Yeah, and it's not like it's a safety issue. She could hypothetically, it's not like she could change it. It has to be done by the board. So if she wanted to put number 10 on this thing, she couldn't even do that if she wanted to.
And if I may, the practical reality is this is adopted now, right?
That's right.
So, there's a motion to what they voted on?
Yeah. Raymond made it. We seconded by Paul and motion carried.
The practical reality, what it's going to reside with her. She'll send it to our office and we'll make it into a fillable form and post it to the website so people could fill it out, save it, and submit it. Done. I mean, but based on only what you approve. Right. We're not the makers of the document. Okay. That's just the practical reality of how it's going to flow through.
Right. Well, that was my point. So when she makes either a hard copy or when we make a fillable form or whatever, that was my point. We'll take care of that clerical stuff.
I think what you need here is and I think you guys did this in your subcommittee. It's more like a chain of command thing where the assistant would hand that form to somebody. People would fill it out to the best of their ability or bring those documents in.
Mm-hmm.
And then she should just take it from here and it should go here to Kevin.
Correct.
And await his review.
That's right.
She doesn't do anything in between them two things other than move it from this desk to this desk. And then Kevin decides.
And that's what happened.
Okay, it's complete. It's not complete. You need this. You need that.
That's right.
Is this a document that has to be submitted?
No.
I thought this was just a roadmap.
Well, not
totally. A roadmap to the pre-application. So somebody wouldn't just leave this with Lisa. Somebody would come in with all this stuff and look to have a meeting with Kevin.
That's right.
To discuss the application. Well, you're talking about submitting this and leaving it with Lisa and then Kevin reviewing. That's not the point of this.
Well,
the point
Kevin's of this, not there full time. So
that's an issue.
You're going to have to leave it for
him. But they still have to find the time to come in when Kevin's there and have a meeting with him to discuss, to learn. Because this is, again, as it says on here, is for first time users.
Right.
Not everybody's going to use this. And bigger projects, engineers are just going to pull everything together, go to Kevin themselves. But this is just a roadmap to meeting with him. Nobody's going to.
Right. Those are the problems we're trying to eliminate by doing this, because in the past, it's just a free for all. She's taking things in and people are thinking that we're good to go, you know?
Well, nobody should be dropping this off with any other documents and saying, hey, can he just review this and let me know? Right. They need to come in and make a meeting with him to discuss the project to get the proper direction.
Well, meeting, whatever, set up an appointment, whatever. But
just talking about issues with this being dropped off.
But it's got to go through him. It can't stop at her desk. It's got to go through him. Whether it takes a day, a week, or a month, it's got to go through the zoning enforcement office.
Yeah, we're saying
whether it's through a meeting, over the phone, or what have
you. Yeah, but this isn't being dropped off. It's not part of an application. It's just a guide.
Okay. All right. So 10B, that passed. We're moving on to number 11, payment of bills. Inside our packet here. Anybody want to look at it? You had a chance to. So for number 11, can I have a motion to a motion for payment of bills if they are deemed correct? Albert, second.
I'll second.
Paul? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay, number 12, adjournment. Come on, David, give me a motion to adjourn, please. You're killing me here.
7:15.
Okay, Raymond, second. 7:58. All in favor? Thank you very much. Thank you.